house of God. I'm glad my name ain't Angel. Amen. That's good preaching, wasn't it? Well, I hope I got some friends here today. Amen. I got any friends here today? Ain't got time to talk to you. Look like all these folks going to get y'all to dinner ready. And I'm the only standing between them. So I better hurry. Appreciate Brother Ralph giving me an opportunity to preach. Yes, amen. And first time I got to preach camp meeting here. Supposed to one time, Brother John Galbert. God, it's a high. I just give the mic back to him. So, but I'm going to keep it today. Amen. And I do appreciate y'all letting me preach. I was gonna stay 3 or 4 days longer, but you pastor a church, we got issues. We don't have problems. We just have issues sometimes. So we got to go home. But I appreciate being here. Love people here. This may not help him. It may hurt him worse than help him. I hope it don't. But I'm glad to have Brother Dennis Morgan here. Some of you may know him. Stand up, Brother Dennis, your wife. Tell her to stand up. Yeah, stand up. And I endorse these people. A lot of you know them. They come out of the Church of God. He's pastored the Church of God many a year and stood for holiness. But the Church of God left him. He didn't leave them. They left him. He's went out on the field. He's full-time now in prison ministry. If y'all can help them, help them. Amen. No, they're not rough as I am, so don't let that, great people. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 85. I'm in trouble here today. There's a bunch of folks over here said to my friend, said, all you're going to do is give out sugar cookies today. That's what them preachers over our time said. You ain't no holy preacher. All you're going to do, we're going to have some insulin. Yeah, thank you, Brother Al. Said, we don't have to have insulin shots when you get through. Amen. They think I'm supposed to preach controversy, hard. I'm not hard. Has anybody ever known me being hard?
No.
I don't like the word sweet, but I'm very nice. Come on now. Amen. But to be honest with you, I'm going to try to hurry and get you out of here. I could preach in 30 minutes. I could preach 20 minutes if I tell me to. I preached a camp meeting down there in Texas last week. I hope it goes better. I preached a great message. Everybody said it great, but half of them didn't know what I preached. I preached on hothouse Christians. Half of them didn't know what a hothouse was. It's a greenhouse. It's where you put them tomatoes and stuff and branches, and they don't never grow no roots. Amen. But I may get controversial here, in a holiness camp meeting, because I probably put too much mercy in here for you truth people, and I'll probably put too much truth in there for you mercy people. But I'm gonna preach in here. I felt like preaching it. I didn't know Brother Ralph asked me, don't tell nobody, Brother Andy, what I said. But when I made up my mind, it's coming this year. God help me, I was coming. One way or another, I was coming to this meeting. And God dealt my heart right then. I told my boy, I said, if I preach rich land, this is what I'm going to preach. And things happened at the house, and things, somebody got mad because I made a stand, lied on me. I called Martin. I said, well, they probably just taken up for myself. But I told him, I'm going to preach in here. I got a right to preach this. I've stayed pure since I've been married. Amen. Come on. I got a right to preach this. Amen. Y'all won't help me, ain't you? The Lord, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Ain't you glad he has? Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquities of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. I told you, holy folks don't like nobody getting forgiveness. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us. Come, turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger towards us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant unto us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. Oh God, I'm glad. And to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall be before him and shall set up in the way of his steps. I won't preach on that 10th verse. Mercy and truth are met together. I want to preach when truth meets mercy. John, the 8th chapter, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. How now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but thou, what saith thou? This they said, tempting him that he might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. And when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the elder, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where is those thy accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. He said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. go and sin no more. We already quiet. I'm a holiness man. I don't wear a buckle on my shoe. If I could find suspenders, I wouldn't even wear them. Not because I think it's wrong, just because people always putting me down. Yeah. Saying, you should. Yeah. I get so sick of that junk. Oh, now, but I'm holiness. I ain't got no television. I ain't never committed adultery. I've lived right, amen, for 38 long years. Come on now. But I ain't got so holy that I don't want nobody else to become holy with me. Come on! That day, amen, it come to pass what I wrote in Psalms. Amen, that day the truth was Moses and the law. You sent the law and you told Moses to write it. God himself sent that law and the truth says she shall be stoned. What do you say? And about that time when truth was standing there ready to stone her, amen, mercy stepped up and it said, I'll take care of this one. I'll take care of this one. Come on now. They don't contradict themselves. Amen. They don't come on fight each other. But there's sometimes they have to meet and have to decide which one's going to take care of that case right there. Sometimes mercy can't do it. Sometimes, amen, it has to go the other way. But mercy, come on now. He came to seek and to save that is lost. I hear ye. I know before I get up here, I'm going to hear ye. You don't believe in it? You think adultery's all right. You think double marriage is all right. I ain't going to get up here and spend 15 minutes convincing you what I believe. All you got to do, get the King James Version Bible. Hey, man, open it up. Read nothing but the red. And you'll find out what I believe on adultery. You too stinky and lazy to open your Bible up and read all that red. You ain't got no right to know what I believe anyhow. I got a brother. It ain't nothing but sugar wafers. That's what they said. Just a bunch of sugar wafers. I got a brother that's 70 years old. Never been saved. Never in his life he been saved. He'd been married 4 times. Hey man, he back with his first one. Come on now. He called me when he married his third one. Hey man, he said, will you marry me? I said, you know better. You know better. You know I preach against that. There ain't no way. Hey man, I said you're crazy anyhow. Got married. Divorced her. Hey man, went back to his first one. Called me, said, will you marry me? You perform the ceremony, make it a family thing. I said, I done told you. I don't believe in married people in second marriage. Well, this is my first. I said, that's your business. I'm still not going to do it. Come on now, my brother, Ralph Horton, I may get everybody up here in Virginia mad at me. I ain't a trying to get him on the platform. I ain't a trying to get him in the pulpit. I ain't a trying to get him to preach. I ain't a trying to get him to be a deacon. I'm trying to get him to meet up with mercy and get his soul saved that he can go to God's heaven. That's all I'm worried about. Y'all looking at me, I'm looking at y'all too. Got my glasses off, can't see you, but I'm looking. You brothers that always are letting your congregation get to you, their looks, take your glasses off. Y'all gonna help me, ain't you? Then I hear you saying, you're taking up for all them preachers that messed up, went out, committed adultery, and filed amongst us. You're taking up for them. Oh, now, I guess I am. God, please bring them back and save them. Please bring them back and save them. Just come on back and cover our sins. Well, I'm so scared that they get on our platform. I told you it's going to get real controversy, I guess. Come on. My God. People knocked me for telling any of my testimony so much about going to quit telling it. But Brother Ralph, I was charged with first degree murder. I pleaded guilty of first degree manslaughter. And I was convicted of a felony. Where'd my friends go? They took my voting rights away. They took my gun rights away. I really thought, Brother Galbert, they had given back to me. You know, they give me 10 years. And, boy, we don't like mercy. We don't like to have mercy on folks in church. He said it's been 10 years. He said, stand up, Rap. When they said I was guilty, you know, accepted my guilty plea. He said, Rap, he said, you got anything to say before you? I said, it's you. I said, no, sir. God, what can I say? I'm guilty. What's on me to do? Get up here and tell you. I didn't do it. Ain't mean to. We said that up. I said, my God, you already know that. He had nothing to say. He looked at me and said, I sentenced you 10 years state penitentiary. I said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That old judge looked me up and down. You know your attitude sometimes changes things. Do you know your attitude changes things sometimes? Do you know you mess up? Did you know if your attitude changes things? You change your stupid attitude sometimes. Hey man, somebody might love you more. I said, thank you, sir. He looked me up and down. He looked me up and down. Old Judd looked me up and down. And he said, son, he said, you going to church, ain't you? I said, yes, sir. He said, you're living for God, ain't you? I said, yes, sir. He looked at me some more and he said, you know what? He said, I don't think you want to go to them places no more. No, sir, I don't. I don't think you ever going to do nothing like that no more. No, sir. No, sir, I ain't. He said, son, go to the house with your mama and live right. He spend every day of it. I didn't have my voting rights. I didn't have my gun rights. Amen. But I had my right. Amen. To be at my house. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people in our churches. They made a mistake. They sinned. They done wrong. Amen. And they ain't got a right to do a lot of things. But they got a right to come back home. They got a right to come back to church. They got a right, amen, to be amongst us one more time. Because mercy of man too. It felt like preaching this. I'm fixing to cut a bunch of them off. Well, now, man got up my church one time and told that I shouldn't even let people come into my church. Sit on my pews that was in double marriage. I sat there. I just kept my mouth shut. I didn't get upset. When he got through, I walked up the pulpit. I said, everybody here knows what I believe? Yes, sir. I said, everybody here knows I preach again it? Yes, sir. I said, bus them in if the other churches don't want them. I'll take every couple there is in it, in my church. You sit down on me then. I said, bring them on in. They ain't going to get to God's heaven any other way except by the altar. Get them around the altar. Bring them on into my pews and maybe I'll get them into the altar. And if I can get them in the altar, I'll let mercy and truth, amen, decide their souls. You know what's got wrong with us, Brother Ralph? I don't mean to rebuke us, but you know what's got wrong with us? Instead of letting truth and mercy meet and decide on these things, us preachers is meeting and deciding on them. Ain't God just get them in the altar and let God do the deciding? Let me finish that little story and I got to quit. Or do something. That attitude, brother. That judge, 10 years, is on probation, parole, probation, 10 years. 5 years, I went, they said, now you got to fill out this form every month and send it in. I sent in about four. I seen my probation officer over our town. He hollered out, hey, out there. I said, yeah. He said, won't you quit cluttering my desk up with them forms? My God, son, you ain't doing nothing wrong. I quit sending the forms in. I said, how you gonna know? I said, I just come by, wave at me once in a while. I see him in about a year. I said, hey, Mr. King. He said, how you doing, Ralph? I said, I'm doing great. Still ain't got my voting right back. Y'all ain't getting this, are you? I still ain't got all my rights back. Just wave at me. About 5 years, he said, hey, Ralph, come here. I said, yeah. He said, judge has got your pardon on his desk. All it needs is signature and you're going to be pardoned. I thought I had 10 years. He said, aye. He decided he'd just go ahead and have some more mercy on you. I've been needing mercy from God for 38 years. I tell you the truth, Brother John. I tell you the truth was known of it. Many mistakes I've made and blunders I've made. Somebody told me a while back I made so many blunders. Said, Brother Ralph's a good man, but he made so many blunders. And I got there, kind of bothered me about 6-8 hours. And God moved on and said, preach on beside my blunders. He said, you know, like standing beside it, said, just preach beside my blunders. And I got up, got to preach. I said, all them blunders. I said, I prayed about 1,000 people through the Holy Ghost since I've been preaching. I said, oh, how many got saved? I built a big old church down there. God just keeps on having mercy on me. I got to hurry. Y'all getting hungry. They let you out at 3:30 yesterday, and y'all get mad at me if I go any longer. And a few days, he said, hey, Ralph. I said, yeah. He said, you're pardoned. Well, so I just went and registered to vote. Went to voting. They registered me. Voted for years. The day the year before last. I called down there to get my gun rights back. See if I can get my gun rights back. They said, man, you ain't even got your voting rights. I said, my Lord, I've been voting for 30 years. I said, he had a pardon. He said, he gave you a pardon, but he didn't give you rights back. I said, anyway, get my rights back? Yeah. Well, you fill out an application, send them to him. A few days, come through the mail. All voting privileges restored to Ralph Edward Lowry. Mercy! The truth of it is hard to put bit and put in a pen and never let out. But because of mercy, I've been a preaching for 35 years. You know good and well, Brother Ralph Horton, that you, I believe you love me. But you know good and well. Stinking thing means I was God out there, come on, Brother Horton, I spent the rest of my life in jail. That's the truth. But mercy stepped up. Mercy stepped up and said, I'll take care of this one. I wish I could have preached it all to you. But I ain't never told this nowhere. Well, while back I sent in for that gun rights, you know, and they called me and told me to come up there, and they wanted to swab my mouth, DNA and stuff up there. Went up to the federal courthouse, got in there, and they done all that. Me and the wife was sitting there, and they said, you got anybody, any next to you, Ken, your mama, we can call, you know, get reference, how you been living. I said, she got Alzheimer's. What about your daddy? I said, he's been dead since I'm 14. You got anybody? I said, I got my older sister. I got five sisters and a brother. Well, just give us your older sister's name. Address, phone number. And that woman sat there and looked at me, and she said, Brother Ralph Lowry, she said, I'm glad I finally met a real preacher in this office. Said they come in here all the time acting like their preachers get the right back. But said, I can feel the Lord that you are a real, genuine preacher. I still ain't got my gun rights, but I keep on watching the mail. But you know what, Brother John Gabbard? Hey, man, I may not have my gun rights, but I'm going to preach on the same platform of you that's a gun dealer. Hey, man, enjoy heights. You love guns. Come on now. Worship, church, worship God. I ain't never told this, and I don't reckon. And I wrote my, you know, Brother Ralph then wrote my testimony up in the Holy Messenger. Didn't give a lot of time, but I never told this. And the year I preached Bristow, and preached the Puppet that year. Two or three other camp meetings. Brother Don Tabor come to me and said, Brother Ralph, said, yeah, I said, old judge that sentenced you, he's still living. I said, yeah. I said, about 90 years old. And he said, I think you ought to send him this holiness messenger and this where you preaching these camp meetings and send him a card. I said, well, I called and got his address, sent him out holiness messenger. Sent him a card, thanked him for his mercy 30-something years before. I went and preached Bristow. Come back. When I come in, I hit my answer machine. It was there. I'm glad God gave me mercy. Hit that, and I come on there, and there's a woman crying. She said, Ralph Lowry, Brother Ralph Lowry, and this is Miss Strawbridge. This is Judge Strawbridge's wife. My husband is in intensive care. has had a stroke. He's unconscious. Said, I wonder if you'd come pray for him. So I went out there at the hospital. I asked them, they said, no, he's not here. So I got his home number and I called his home and his daughter and his son, they're lawyers. And I the daughter answered the phone and I said, is this Judge Strawbridge's residence? She said, yeah. I said, this is Brother Ralph Lowry. Said, and I said, for as I got it out, she started crying and she said, Brother Ralph Lowry, our mama wants to talk to you. And she gave me the phone. And she just thanked me. And her wife got on the phone. Oh, Miss Strawbridge said, Brother Ralph said, yeah. Said, my husband been unconscious. Laying there, no responded to nothing until I got that card. And when I walked in, and I said, honey, you got a card today through the mail. I'm going to read it to you. And she said, read it. Mr. Strawbridge, you may not remember me. 30-something years ago, 20-something in, I guess. I was sitting in your courtroom. It's first-degree murder. And you sentenced me and suspended me, and you had mercy on me. I just wanted to thank you. She said, as soon as she said in red, as signed, Brother Ralph Lowry, she said, honestly, as soon as I read that name, he roped his eyes set up and said, I remember that boy. I remember that boy. She said, he ain't said nothing in 3 weeks. Ain't responded to nothing. He said, I know, I remember that boy. Said, would you call that boy and get him to come pray with me? I said, I called the hospital. Said, yeah, we moved him to Winfield Hospital. Anyway, you can go pray with my husband. I said, I'll be there tomorrow morning. I drove, amen, about 80 miles up there. Amen, I walked in. Amen, there lays that 90-year-old man laying in the bed. Amen, I walked in. I had a sitter with him. Amen, I walked in. I said, I'm Brother Ralph Lowry. He opened his head. Amen, eyes up, looked up and said, hey, Ralph. I said, how you doing, Mr. Strawbridge? He said, well, I ain't doing real good. But I'm doing all right. But I wondered if you'd pray with me. I prayed with him. He prayed, repented. How about now? I still ain't got my voting rights back. My gun rights back. I still ain't got my rights back. I ain't a good man as these is. I still got a spot on my life. I'll have it till the day I die. But I'm glad that mercy came by and took care of me. Come on now. About 2 minutes here. Truth of it is, Brother Galbert, that girl out of your church, truth of it is, she ought to spend every day of it. But Mercy stepped up and said, I don't care what the truth says. I'm going to take care of this. And it's still the truth. It don't change the truth. He hates sinners. He wakes up every day hating sin, hating sinners. But then Mercy steps up and said, I'll save them and get them out of it. You that's about to give up on your loved ones, that's in the gutters of sin, bring them to church. Bring them to church. You know how they live it, bring them to church. You know how they dress, bring them to church. What if she got shorts on? What if she got shorts on? Bring her on up here. Set her down right here on the front seat if she wants to. And let Brother Horton preach to her.
Brother Ralph?
Yes, sir.
I love Brother Ralph. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on, folks.
Come on, church. Come on.
My God, it is the truth that women ought not cut the hair. But mercy will forgive them. I would nearly embarrass nobody in this world if I known it wouldn't run joy of who you told me dear last night. I knew him. Hey, man, ain't you glad he's in church?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Ain't you glad? God walked down. We're so busy now. Trying to get our... Huh. We have to get them right in here. I mean, what's it going to get to be? Brother Ralph, we're going to knock on the door. Invite somebody to church. But we have to say, how many times you been married?
No, sir, we can't do
that. How many times you been married? Oh, I've been married. Oh, no, well, are you? Come on, yeah. God don't care who you are, bring them on. Homosexuality, nobody hates it worse than I do. But you told us this morning that God delivered a man in it and turned it around, give him a wife and a bunch of children and in church serving God. Amen. The truth of it is, amen, they all ought to be shipped somewhere. Amen. Come on now. Yeah, the truth of it is, it's about the sorry except child molested, the worst sin there is. But mercy, I said, such were some of you, but now you're
washed.
What? Washed. What? Justified. Oh, the Spirit of our God.
Lord have mercy.
I'll tell you what. I'd do something else if I knowed what to do.
Come on
up here, Brother Joey. Come here, Brother Joey. Your brother-in-law hollering, pointing at me. Come here. Come up here. Can you come up here? Come up here. Come on. He's sitting there saying, me.
Yeah. That's him. That's what he's telling you.
Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel for years. Then sin fell into the house. Life tore up. Home tore up. Marriages tore up. Then a few years ago at a meeting. Out of that back row. Here he came. Right down there at Brother Mike Switz's church. Threw himself in that altar. A little while later, Brother Neil Bridges came by. And the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost fell on him. And he got refilled with the Holy Ghost. The wife that he had didn't like the new man. There's a different guy living in that house. So she's gone. And now it's just Billy. And his Bible. And his God. And me and Tricia. And you. And such were some of you. Such were some of you. We all didn't make the headlines. We all didn't get exposed. But such were some of you. But not now. Not now. You're washed.
I thought after 27 long years, amen, a father that preached the gospel, I sat with him the last few days that he laid in the hospital bed. And one day I was sitting there just a couple of days before he left. And he called me Bill and he said, move around here closer so I can see you. He had been praying for me for 27 years. Hey, man, I got the Bible a few days ago after Mom passed away, and I was reading through it, and over there it says something about would the children, would they find their borders again? And I'd seen where he had written my name down and my other brother David and my other brother Greg, and he marked it in 1993. Praise the Lamb of God. And he left, praise the Lamb of God, 4 years ago, not knowing whether he'd ever see me again. But oh, all of those prayers, praise the Lamb of God, that he prayed.
There he is.
He's gone to heaven. Mercy. God showed me mercy one more time. I'm glad for the mercy of God today. Praise the Lamb of God that he showed toward me one more time.
That's right. Mercy. Worship, worship. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God. Thank God for mercy. New. Evermore. New. I heard